For someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
All right, we're reading 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Let's go. Now, concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due to her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Let's give this a title: What Men and Women Want in Their Spouses. What men and women want in their spouses. When somebody gets married, what are they looking forward to enjoying from their husband or their wife? I'm going to make it very, very brief, very fast. We've tried to lay a foundation the last few weeks, and that foundation is right here also in this passage, that marriage thrives on giving and sacrifice, which are the major characteristics of love. Marriage thrives on giving and sacrifice. So, Paul the Apostle here said in verse 3, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her. Once you get into the covenant of marriage, certain things are due to the other person. He says, and likewise also the wife to her husband. Then he says in verse 4, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. That's interesting. You lose control literally over your life. Your life is no longer yours. It belongs to the other person. Your resources are no longer yours. So God expects that we should do our best with God's help to meet the needs of the other person. Proverbs 11:24, there's one that scatters and yet increases. That is so true in marriage. There's one that withholds more than is necessary, it results in poverty. And the poverty there is not just lack of money, spiritual poverty, emotional poverty. We're not fulfilled, we're not satisfied if we don't give in marriage. Okay, then it says in verse 25 of Proverbs 11, the liberal soul shall be made fat. So it's the person who is giving who ends up being rich, being full, and being fulfilled. When we focus on meeting the needs of the other person, we hit the bull's eye. It just works, because that is God's word. Anyway, let me quickly run through, first of all, what a man wants in his wife, and then I'll quickly run through what a woman wants in her husband. Let's make this very quickly, as fast as we can. First of all, what does a man want in his wife? Number one, an attractive wife. A man wants his wife to be attractive. I mean physically attractive. The way the male brain is wired, created by God, a man is visually stimulated. Okay? He's stimulated by what he sees. And that's the way God did it. And he designed women differently from men. So he designed women to be beautiful and designed the male brain to be affected by that. A woman needs to understand sometimes, because I've had many women complain, why does my husband look at women while he is driving? He is driving and he's busy looking at a lady that is going on the road. Okay? It's the design. The advertiser, who is smart, knows that if he wants to sell his Mercedes-Benz, sometimes the smart thing to do is to put the picture of a lady, very beautiful lady. The lady has to be very beautiful in the first place. Then they have to add paintbrush and touch up everything to take the beauty out of this world and then match it to the Mercedes-Benz or BMW. If a man's brain or eyes are scanning, once the scanning machine comes across that, something goes on in the brain. Beep, 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 beep. So he would stop and pay attention to that. Why don't they put men's pictures beside the products that they want to sell to women, okay? So many men have had the statement, face front, while driving. Because Oga is busy going to cause an accident, you know, because somebody going by the roadside. You know, a lady told me that, you know, and said, you know, but he keeps doing it. So I said, what do you do when you see that he's doing that? She said, of course, I blast him. I said, good. Has the blasting worked? She said, it doesn't seem so. I said, even if it works and in our presence while you are there, what of when you are not in the car? Said, the best thing to do is pray for him and get him to the point where he personally decides. Because a man can't take that as an excuse to be lusting after women. Okay, it's not an excuse. A Christian man has to exercise discipline. Job did. He said in Job 31 verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look lustfully at a maid or a woman. And Jesus said, we need to redefine adultery, that it is not just the physical act. When a man looks lustfully at a woman and sleeps with her in his mind, it is done. Okay, so we have to exercise the discipline. But I encouraged this lady. I said, you know what? It's something you need to discuss. You need to, first of all, understand his makeup as a man, but then discuss with him so he can willingly decide on what to do with it. So the next time you see him doing that, tease him. Ask him, wow, she's very beautiful, isn't she? I said, he'll be very careful from then on. I said, even when you are not there, your voice will be ringing in his mind. But what do we do about it? A woman needs to look good for her husband. That's the point. Don't let things get out of hand. You need to look good. Since he is visually stimulated, stimulating. Okay? Dress for him and dress to kill. Kill him at home before they kill him for you outside, all right? See, there's some slight disadvantage. The people that he sees outside walking on the street, he didn't see them when they woke up. Okay? Didn't see when their head was scattered. By the time he sees them, everything is finished. Like Jesus said, the foundation has been laid, the superstructure has been added to it, roofing, interior and exterior decoration, everything has been added to it by the time he sees the people outside. He sees you when you wake up. But the point is, you don't have to stay that way. Then you can take time and do the grooming for him. Okay? Whatever he says he likes, fantastic. And of course, well, I can't but also speak to men. If you want her to look good, you can't cut her down with your words. That's the point. The dress alone can't do it. Okay, you need to nurture her with your words. But words too are not alone. Cash. It's looking good responds to cash. All right? Before you compare her to somebody else, go and buy it. Okay? Pay 3,000. All right? Okay, but so we need to invest in it. It matters a lot to a man. That's the point. A man needs a physically attractive wife. The advantage also that a wife has is, except if he goes where he's not supposed to go, there are things he can see on you that he can't see on other people. So then we can be deliberate about those. I'm talking about the things that are under the dress. They are designed carefully, so there are beautiful ones. If you can shock him, you can put him in a coma by the things that you... That he is visually stimulated, okay? Very important. A physically attractive wife. The second thing is close to that, sexual fulfillment. Sexual fulfillment. A man wants a wife that will make love to him frequently. Take note of that word, frequently. Because, you know, sometimes women wonder, why do men sometimes ask for sex a whole lot more often than women do? The average man is wired physiologically. It's a biological thing. Again, it's the way the brain is wired and the whole body. Every 48 to 72 hours, he's ready to have sex. When he wants to marry, that's one of the major things that a man thinks about. Sometimes he doesn't even think about the consequences of sex. But that main one, especially if it's a Christian man who is waiting to get the license from the pastor, all right, on the wedding day. So once we realize for a man it's a physiological need, then we can prepare our minds. It can be tough sometimes, especially after you get married. You know, if you have a busy career, you have children to take care of, and you end up tired during the day, then it's something to deliberately prepare for. That's important to men. Next, a man likes respect and admiration. Respect and admiration. Many men complain that their wives do not respect them. Many men, I've had that over and over and over. And I've discovered that most of the time it's essentially because of the way women talk to their husbands. A lot of the time. Okay? And women most times do not mean to disrespect their husbands. They do not mean so. I think the average woman believes that if nobody else will tell her husband the truth, she should. Okay? And then she speaks forthrightly, speaks the truth. It's just that a lot of the time, truth hurts. And the Bible talks about speaking the truth in love. That's speaking with tact and with sensitivity. You know, a man wants admiration. A man wants a woman who will see him as a hero. Because a man is designed with a little bit of ego. Okay, there's a need to, you know, manage.